Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's all have our seats in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am your vessel. I am your vessel. Hallelujah. I am your vessel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank the pastor for this opportunity that he's given to me today. I also want to thank our general overseer for this opportunity also, and our mommy as well. Thank you all. I don't take it lightly. Praise the Lord. So let's get right into the word. Our anchor scripture for today or for this month is Genesis 1 verse 28. Praise the Lord. If you can put it up on the screen. Genesis 1 verse 28 says, "Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. Praise the Lord. Reign over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and all the animals that occupy along the ground." Praise the Lord. That scurry along the ground. And so I try to dissect this scripture a little bit further. It says, "Then God blessed them." This was before they were even formed. That he blessed everyone and he said these things, be fruitful. He gave this command that you should be fruitful and multiply. So I thought to myself, what does it really mean to be fruitful? When we say be fruitful, what does it really mean? Does it mean to just produce? Or produce what? What are we producing? Be fruitful, be fertile. Right, that means you should be very fertile. You should be able to like create things. And I was thinking, okay, if we be fruitful, if we were created in God's image and in his own likeness, then we had to be like him, and God was fruitful. But how was he fruitful? And so the Holy Spirit directed me, said, okay, when the Bible talked about fruit in different areas, what was he saying? And then I looked, and when there were fruits in the Bible, it talked about food, literal food. But then it also talked about the fruit of the womb. So I said, okay. And then it also talked about fruit of the spirit. So then I said, okay, which one makes sense if he's talking to us as human beings? Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky and all the animals that scurry along the ground. And so when it says be fruitful, I said, okay, for us human beings, it has to deal with the fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness. Praise the Lord. So these are the fruits of the Spirit. And so I said, okay, so if it's saying be fruitful and then multiply, that means that I have to be fruitful. I have to be full of the Spirit. I have to be full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Praise the Lord. So then that being established, be fruitful first, right? He has blessed us already. Then it says, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and or govern it. So in this context, God's plan was that we will be fruitful with him, in his presence, and with only him, right? Because when he created Adam and Eve, and he blessed them and he told them these things, the plan was that they would be in his presence, and they would be fruitful with him, praise the Lord. That means they will have all these good fruits. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and patience, and all of that good stuff. And then it says multiply. That means they will multiply the same thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. they will multiply the same thing. So when he also told this to the birds and the seas that they should be fruitful and multiply, that means they would reproduce the same kind of bird, reproduce the same kind of fish. So this was God's intent, that we should reproduce and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, right, with himself, like him in his own likeness. Praise the Lord. And so when he says fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all of that good stuff, it means that since this was God's plan, then that means after God, after Adam and Eve fell, then that means that we are this be fruitful. It still applies to everybody, but now there are different kinds of fruits. Praise the Lord, because now there are people that are in God and there are people that are out of God. Praise the Lord. Are we following so far? And so let's look at Matthew 7, we'll read 15 to 20. Now, this is talking about false prophets and how you can recognize them, but we can use the context of it, right? It says, beware of false prophets who disguise as harmless, right? Praise the Lord. But on the flip side, they are really wolves. Praise the Lord. They are really vicious wolves. Verse 16. You can identify them by their fruit. There's that word again. You can identify them by their fruit. That is by the very way they act. Praise the Lord. Can you pick grapes? And blah, blah, blah. So basically, you can identify people by their fruit. You know them by their fruit. You know them by their fruits. Praise the Lord. You know each person by their fruit. So if you know each person by their fruit, that means you know where they stem from. Praise the Lord. So you have to know the fruits to be able to know the fruitful, if that makes sense. Praise the Lord. So you have to know the fruits to know the fruitful. Now, we're talking about faith to multiply. So let's look at really quickly. Let's look at Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed, praise the Lord, at God's command, and that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Praise the Lord. Now by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. By faith, we know that God said, God blessed us, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. And so by faith, we know that the thing that you're able to see now, as I am a Christian, the thing that you're able to see did not come from the thing that you can see. Praise the Lord. If that makes sense. So me that you are seeing now, the fruit that you are seeing in me, we understand by faith that you can see it now, but it did not come from something you can see. Praise the Lord. So who did it come from? What did it come from? Praise the Lord. Do we understand that? So the fruit that you can see in me, did not come from something you can see. So whether it be good fruit or bad fruit, it did not come from something you can see. So what did it come from? Praise the Lord. So we know that at God's command, everything was made. So if he says, be fruitful and multiply, govern the earth and fill the earth and everything like that, that means that thing is a command. It's going to come to be. God said it, right? So it's going to happen. But how is it happening? Is what we cannot see. Praise the Lord. So now let's take a look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15, 1 to 8. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the grape. This is the gardener, sorry. My Father is the gardener. Verse 2. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. Praise the Lord. So here, we can differentiate. Jesus is the grapevine, and God himself is the gardener. So God is the one that's going to cut off every branch that is in Jesus, every branch that does not produce fruit. And he's going to prune every branch that does produce fruit so that they will produce more. We have already established what the fruits are, praise the Lord, that are to be produced, right? How we are to be fruitful, the fruits of the Spirit, right? And so, verse 3 says, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Verse 4, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit, praise the Lord, if it is separated from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Verse 5, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Praise the Lord. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 6. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch. Anyone who does not remain in Jesus is thrown away like a useless branch that withers and withers. So such branches are gathered up and thrown away. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may do anything you want. You may have anything you want. You may ask and you may have it. Praise the Lord. And it will be given to you. Verse 8. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. Praise God. So that command, be fruitful and multiply, we can see even from this verse how very important it is that if you are not producing any fruit, you will be cut off and thrown away. You'll be cut off and withered like a useless branch. That means you're not useful. Praise the Lord. So it's important that we produce some fruit. Now, how do we produce that fruit? I talk about by faith what we are seeing now. Right? It's not made by what we can see. Praise the Lord. And so this is the way in that it works. It says Jesus is the vine and God is the grape. Jesus is the, how did it put it? Grapevine and God is the gardener. So God is the one that's going to check like which one is producing, which one is not producing. The key here is that we remain in Jesus and him in us. We remain in him and him in us. That's the key to producing much fruit. That's we abide in God, abide in Jesus, and him in us. How do we do that? By faith. Jesus himself is faith. Praise the Lord. So let's talk about faith really quickly. There is a way that I like to think about it is the opposite. So the opposite of faith is doubt. Doubt in itself is believing, right? So when you believe in something, that means you're still believing in something. It's just that you're believing in the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. So when you have doubt, it means that you are believing in whatever it is that you're seeing. When you have doubt, it means you're seeing the economy. You're like, I don't think the way everything is going, I don't think is going to pan out well for us, right? So when you have doubts, you're believing in those things that you're seeing, the economy, let's say you can't give birth, so you're believing in that, that the doctor said you have a condition, and so you cannot produce children. Praise the Lord. So that's the way I like to think about it. So when you are having doubts, that means you're believing in something, but you're believing in something that is not favorable for you. Praise the Lord. But when you have faith, that means you believe wholeheartedly in God, in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When everyone has been given a measure of faith, right? We're not going to go through it right now. Romans 12, verse 3. Everyone has been dealt a measure of faith. It's the faith that you are able to come into Jesus Christ in the first place. It's the faith that you're able to believe that Jesus existed long ago and he came and he died for us. It's that same faith that is dealt with everyone. Everyone has different measures of faith. Praise the Lord. So it's this faith that catapults you, praise the Lord, in Jesus, in your way of life, in being fruitful. The only way to be fruitful is by abiding in Jesus, as we just read from the scripture. The only way to be fruitful, to produce more fruit, is to abide in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Everyone, like I said, has been dealt a measure of faith. Now, this faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Praise the Lord. So when you are hearing the word of God, it says you have been purified. I don't know what verse. Was it verse 3? You have already been pruned and purified in the message I have given you. So this is how you become fruitful, right? You increase your faith in God by hearing the word of God daily. Hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God day by day. This is how you increase your faith. So if you check yourself that you're not being fruitful and you're not multiplying, and you're not subduing the earth, and you're not having dominion as the command says you should, then it means that you're not really abiding in Jesus. Praise the Lord. I think on Friday, I talked about the importance of getting to know Jesus. You see, we know the Father because that's who is portrayed to us a lot. God the Father, go to God, pray to God. And then the Spirit of God as well is also emphasized. We're like speaking tongues, speaking the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So your spirit man is also exercised. It said, speaking tongues so that your spirit is edified. That's how you grow. That's how you grow in the spirit. But the person that's neglected, tends to be neglected, is Jesus. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the Lord. So that's why this topic is important today. You cannot do anything apart from God. It says so. You cannot do anything separated from the vine. And so Jesus is the way. So when we put our focus on getting to know Jesus, getting to know the word, getting to have the word of God, that is what produces fruits in us. That is what prunes us and allows us to bear much fruit. Praise the Lord. We're to get to know Jesus. It's very important. The Bible says, I think in Matthew, that many came and they said, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I healed in your name. I preached the gospel in your name. And then Jesus told them, I don't know you. I really don't know you. I never knew you. Praise the Lord. So that means that we can actually be doing things for the kingdom of God. We can actually be producing, or so it seems, right? With the false prophets. So it seems. It seems like they are good sheep. They come like that. But they never knew Jesus. Praise the Lord. They never knew Jesus. All these things that they came to be, came to happen for them, did not happen by faith. Praise the Lord. And we know that Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So when we get to know Jesus, we abide in him, we remain in him, we will get to produce much more fruit. Now, getting back to that scripture, we know that the worlds were framed at God's commands. Praise the Lord. We know that the... Can we go to it? Sorry. 11, Hebrews 11:3. It says, by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from what we are seeing now, what we can see now, right? Praise the Lord. So by faith, we understand this. When we abide in Jesus, when we abide in him, our faith increases. And so when our faith increases, just for us abiding in him, we are being formed. He talked about being pruned so that you can produce more fruit. So the bad fruit is going to be cut away, and the ones that are good, he's going to prune them to produce more. And so the way that we have to, it says be fruitful and multiply. So be fruitful first, be full of Christ first, and then multiply. Praise the Lord. And then multiply. How are we supposed to multiply? Praise the Lord. How do we multiply? How do we multiply? It's just to spread the gospel. Praise the Lord. If we haven't known that yet, there are different forms of multiplication, I mean, in the Spirit of God. But how do we multiply? It's by first being fruitful, being full of Jesus, being full of the Spirit. Then we carry that, make other people like ourselves. Praise the Lord. Make other people also the disciples of God by faith. Praise the Lord. This is only by faith, because how it's happening that you're able to multiply people into the kingdom of God, how it's happening, it's something that you cannot see. Praise the Lord. But by faith, you know that even as I'm speaking these words, I'm communicating. Praise the Lord. Even as I'm speaking the scriptures, I'm communicating life by faith. Praise the Lord. And so when you go out to preach the gospel, when you go out to talk to people about Christ, you know that you are just a branch in Jesus. So you're not the one doing the work. Praise the Lord. So when you open your mouth, it's Christ speaking through you. Praise the Lord, to other people. And it's Christ building up their faith as well. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So it doesn't matter if when you spoke just now and nothing, it seemed like it didn't produce anything. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when that same person hears the word again, guess what? Their faith is also increased. When another person talks to them, their faith is increased until the point where they are built up to the point where they're able to give their lives also to Christ. Praise God. So this is the way that we multiply. Now, let's talk about money. Praise the Lord. Faith to multiply. We know that God is the one that gives. God is the source of everything that we have. Praise the Lord. So 2 Corinthians 9. Praise the Lord. Did we put that up? Let me see. Corinthians 9:10. For God is the one who provides the seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources, then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. So when God tells you to give, praise the Lord, when God tells you to give, give to the poor, give to God, it's to build you up. Praise the Lord. Remember, we're talking about being fruitful and multiply. When he tells you to give and give to the poor, give to each of these people, it's to build you up. It's to build generosity in you. Many of us, maybe some of us might have started out greedy, and it's really hard for you to give. But then the more you give by faith, the more you give led by the Spirit of God, the more it produces a harvest in you. Praise the Lord. So all of these things, everything the Lord commands us to do in the scripture, give into the poor. He says, give and it will be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be given unto you. That harvest of generosity is being built up. And so when other people see how generous you are, praise God, not only are they helped, but also they see God in you. And so God is glorified in that way. And they see Jesus in you. And it also builds up their faith to be able to give. Praise the Lord. Does that make sense? So basically, we are to be fruitful with Jesus, by abiding in Jesus, by abiding in Him and Him in us, by abiding in His Word, abiding by His Word, and being pruned and being purified, and also going out to make others like ourselves. Praise God. Going out there by faith to make others like ourselves. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet and glorify God this morning.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.